Well, good morning, everybody. Glad to see you all out. Let's all stand, and we'll have prayer this morning. Brother Travis, would you open us in prayer, brother?
Father, it's good to be in your house today, Lord. We thank you for the place we have. We can come together and worship you, Lord. We thank you for all your promises. We thank you for your word. I pray for Brother Nathan this morning. Some prayers for your message. And lay on his heart those things you have to say, and Lord, we thank you for men that are willing to stand and proclaim your word. Let's say it, Lord. Pray for music this morning to please you. We simply ask in your name.
Amen. Let's just remain as we sing this first song. Page 478, It Is Well With My Soul.
Thank you.
And we'll turn to page number 509, Saved. This morning.
Thank you.
as we make our way back to our seats. In our hymnals, we'll turn to page number 38, How Great Thou Art. Page 38.
Thank you.
Miss Haley, and brother, the other guy with her, you know, whoever his name is. Caleb, that's it.
I don't remember his name either. It's okay.
Sorry about that, brother.
You're fine. You're fine.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod and to be called a Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that special. They sound pretty good together, don't they? You open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 37. I'm going to try to remember to take up the offering and do the announcements afterwards. Welcome the visitors with us this morning, and for you that don't realize this, I'm not the pastor. Pastor's on vacation with his wife this week. And I'm just kind of filling in this morning. We're going to be in Psalms chapter 37. Sort of been the theme, it looks like. Yesterday at the prayer breakfast, Ms. Shauna's dad brought the devotion, and he preached out of Psalms chapter 100 and did a tremendous job. And then in Sunday school this morning, Brother Travis was in Psalms, the 23rd Psalm, probably the most well-known chapter in all the Bible, at least the Old Testament for sure, did a tremendous job. And I think it was sometime in February that Pastor Brown actually preached out of Psalms chapter 37. And the first five verses, and that's what we're going to look at this morning. I'm taking a little bit different route than what he did. But let's look at Psalms chapter 37, starting at verse 1. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Verse 4, this is the verse we're going to look at and key on this morning. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 4 is one of the great promises in the Bible. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing and the privilege of being able to come and worship you freely this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God and those who came out to hear it this morning. And we ask, Lord, you bless the preaching of your word and the obedience of your people here. Pray, Father, that what's said or done be to your glory, and you'll be pleased with it all. For in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Psalms chapter 37. Today's April 2nd. April 4th, I will have been saved 31 years. And so that's an anniversary. That's the kind of birthdays I like celebrating. Amen. That's the most important birthday to me, is my spiritual birthday. It was just recently, probably sometime last year, 2016, in my studies, I came across Psalms chapter 37, verse 4. And I don't know how many times I've read it since I've been saved and how many times I've heard it. But it really jumped out at me sometime last year. And I kind of built a little message around it this morning that you're going to hear, I guess. But Psalms chapter 37, verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord. And I don't know how many times I read that, and I just coming through it, but it just jumped out at me recently. And you know, that word delight there, what does that mean? Basically means he's to be our obsession. Amen. Delight thyself also in the Lord. You know, people obsess about many different things, but he's to have the preeminence in our life. He's to be first in our life. We're to let him to become the obsession of our life. He's to become the focus and have the attention, not things, not money, but the Lord Jesus Christ. When you delight thyself in the Lord, his word becomes the priority. Talking to him becomes the priority. Telling people about him becomes the priority. And when we do those things, there's a promise attached to that verse. It says, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I want to look at that word desires this morning. And we're going to build an acrostic out of that word, desires. What kind of desires are we talking about? Well, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have the right kind of desires. Amen? And that's what we're going to look at this morning. And for that D in desires, let's go to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. This is an epistle of joy, the letter that Paul wrote while he was in prison. And Philippians chapter 1, look at verse, let's start at verse 21. Paul says this, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I wot not. For I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. I believe if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to depart. To depart and to be with Christ, which is, Paul says, not just better, but Paul says far better. Far better. Listen, do you have a desire to be with the Lord? You know, this world is not my home, amen? 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You know, sometimes our desires are hung up on the things in this world. But if we truly delight ourselves in the Lord, we're going to have the right kind of desires. We're going to have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Listen, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. I'm not saying you're going to be looking forward to that day, amen, when we see the Lord for the first time with our own eyes. Right now we walk by faith, but I'm looking forward to that day when I can actually see him face to face, amen. Death's not a scary thing when you know the Lord. A desire to depart. Paul says, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. What about that E in desire? If you delight yourself in the Lord, I believe you're going to have a desire to want to encourage others. Amen. Let's look at 2 Chronicles there in the Old Testament. 2 Chronicles chapter 35. 2 Chronicles chapter 35. It's talking about one of Israel's kings, probably Israel's greatest king. We all know about David. David's the one that the Lord used to write that 23rd Psalm we looked at this morning in Sunday school. But Israel, probably their second greatest king, is found here in 2 Chronicles chapter 35. Not too many people know as much about him as they do David. The 2 Chronicles chapter 35, let's look at verse 1. It says, moreover, Josiah kept the Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priest in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord. You know, I believe if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to encourage others to serve the Lord. That's what Josiah did. That's what made Josiah a great king. Great leaders encourage others to serve. Good Christians encourage others to serve. Are you an encourager? Don't you like being around those type of people? You don't like to be around people that gripe and complain all the time, do you? Don't you like being around someone that will encourage you, and especially encourage you in the things of the Lord? I believe if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he's going to give us the desire to encourage others to serve the Lord. That's what Josiah did. What about that S in desire? Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. We're talking about having the right kind of desires, amen. These are the kind of desires you'll have if you delight yourself in the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Paul says this, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I believe if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to study God's word. To me, that's evidence of salvation. You know, I don't doubt my salvation. You know why? Because I have a desire for God's word. People that don't like the Lord don't like God's word. But if you love the Lord, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to love to study God's word. How else are you going to learn about heaven? How else are you going to learn all that you can about the Lord? You know, pastor's on vacation, him and Miss Christie, and they probably did some research on where they're going. And the find out all they could about where they're going or what they're doing. They probably got a schedule. You know, that's the way a Christian ought to be. And right here is our resource. God's Word. Study the Word of God. If you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to study God's Word. What about that I in desire? Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Look at verse 11. Paul says this, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established." We've been going through the book of Romans in Sunday school, and the thing about the book of Romans is, you know, Paul wrote all these letters. The Holy Spirit used him to author all these letters in the New Testament to the different churches. He wrote the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians to the church at Thessalonica. He wrote the book of Colossians to the church at Colossia. He wrote the book of Philippians to the church at Philippi, the book of Ephesians to the church at Ephesus. But here in the book of Romans, there wasn't a church in Rome. For one thing, they were under persecution, amen? So the Christians met in different people's houses, and they jumped around. And so Paul addressed the letter of Romans to the saints at Rome. And he was looking forward to meeting them on his next missionary journey, his fourth missionary journey he had planned to take to Rome. And he eventually went there, but not as a free man, but as a prisoner. But he wrote this probably around the time of Acts chapter 20. And he says there in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift." That word "impart" means to give or to pass on. And that's what the I in desire that we're looking at. I believe if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to impart or to give to others in the service of the Lord. Amen. You're not going to be self-centered or selfish. Paul wasn't. Paul had a desire to impart unto the saints at Rome some spiritual gift to encourage them and to strengthen their faith. You know, that's what love always does, isn't it? John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he" what? "He gave." Listen, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to give. What about that R in desire? Let's go to Psalms chapter 85. Psalms chapter 85. Listen, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. You're going to have a desire to encourage others in the service of the Lord. You're going to have a desire to study, to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. You're going to have a desire to impart, in that R in desire. Look at Psalms chapter 85, verse 6. 85, verse 6 says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Listen, if you truly delight thyself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire for revival. I believe that. Listen, if you love anything or anyone more than the Lord Jesus Christ, you need revival. That's what that word "delight" means. Delight thyself also in the Lord. That word means he's to be have the preeminence in our life on a daily basis. So if you love anything more than the Lord, or if you love any person more than the Lord. You need revival. We got revival coming up, actually, at the end of this month with Brother Bobby Sanders is going to be with us. And that's something we need to be praying about. You don't want to, listen, we want to already be revived before the meeting starts, amen. You don't have to wait till the evangelist gets here to be revived. Listen, it's evident, our country needs revival. Our churches need revival. We as individual need revival. If you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire for revival. What is revival? Revival is an awakening. Open your eyes and get your priorities in order. Amen. What about that second E in desire? Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. We're talking about having the right kinds of desires. If you delight thyself in the Lord, you'll have a desire to. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. Again, this is Paul writing to encourage young Timothy. This is actually the last epistle, the last book that the apostle wrote before his departure to be with the Lord, which is far better, amen. He had his head on the chopping block. He knew his time was short. He said there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Paul said, "I had fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Look what he said there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. And talking to Timothy, he says, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist." Do the work of an evangelist. That second E in desire, I believe, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, we're going to have a desire to evangelize. That simply means telling other people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's sort of our mantra here at Putnamville Baptist Church here in 2017. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Go and tell this people." That's doing the work of an evangelist. Passing out tracts, inviting people to church, telling people how to get from Putnamville, Indiana, to heaven. Amen. Do the work of an evangelist. Listen, if you delight thyself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. When I got saved some 30, almost 31 years ago, that's one of the first things I wanted to do is tell my best friend at that time what had happened to me. I couldn't wait. I got saved on a Friday night during a revival meeting at Calvary Baptist Church, April 4th, 1986. It was probably around 9 p.m. that night when I knelt, time I got up. And I couldn't wait till the next day. Get on the telephone, call my friend from Indianapolis and tell him what happened to him. It's a little discouraging. He didn't want to hear it. But I had a desire to tell someone that I cared about what had happened to me. And I believe if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to evangelize. Tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And lastly, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 12. That S in desire. It's plural. Desires. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 12. Look at Look at verse 24. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. It says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you." Listen, if you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. You're going to have a desire to encourage others in the service of the Lord. You're going to have a desire to study God's Word. You're going to have a desire to impart unto others. You're going to have a desire for revival. You're going to have a desire to evangelize. And lastly, that S, you're going to have a desire to serve. Amen. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. You know, our church is blessed with people willing to serve. We really are. I think about back to Bethlehem. You know, Brother Adam and Miss Evelyn took that on and done a tremendous job, but they couldn't do it by themselves. They sacrificed their time and money and to put it together. But there were others in the church that also volunteered to serve in many different ways. You know, and I talk about, you know, inviting people to church here, and I tell them where we're at. And back to Bethlehem, that stands out in their mind. Oh, you're that church where they have that Christmas program in December. Because we have people willing to serve. And we're blessed. We really are. We just had a prayer breakfast yesterday. That takes people willing to serve. Willing to get up early on a Saturday morning and come in and to prepare the meal and someone to do the lesson. We got people that are willing to serve and for special dinners that come up. We got people willing to serve with the upkeep on the property and the building and so forth and so. You know, I've been in churches where people thought that the pastor was supposed to do it all. Pastor can't do it all. It takes people willing to serve, amen. If you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to have a desire to serve. There won't be any better reward, I think. You know, the Bible talks about at the judgment seat of Christ, there's five different crowns spoken of that's going to be handed out. But you know what I think the best reward of all is going to be? Is when we see Jesus one day, face to face, and for him to look into our eyes and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." What could be better than that? What could be great? What better reward than to have the Creator of the heaven and the earth to look you in the eye and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Don't you want to hear that? Listen. If you delight yourself in the Lord, those are the kind of desires that we're going to have. Amen. Desire to depart and to be with Christ. Desire to encourage. A desire to study. A desire to impart. A desire for revival. Desire to evangelize. And a desire to serve. Heads bowed, and eyes closed. Have the piano player to come forward, please. In order to have these kind of desires, you have to first of all know the Lord. I don't want to ever take for granted that just because we're in church, I got saved in church. Maybe there's someone here this morning that needs to be born again. With heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around me. This one asked one question. That is, do you know the Lord? Do you know for sure that when you depart from this world that you're going to heaven? If you know that for sure, you say, I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Would you raise your hand as a testimony? Amen. Put your hands down. Is there someone here this morning that says, I couldn't raise my hand. I don't know that for sure. I just don't know. Would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you out. Is there anybody like that? You just slip up your hand real quick. I'm not sure. Just not sure. I want to know. Boy, I was shy and bashful some 31 years ago. It took all the boldness I could muster up to slip my hands up in the air some 31 years ago when the evangelist asked that question to me. I was sitting back here in the pew, and boy, I was sweating bullets, and my knuckles, they were white. I was so shy and bashful. I was worried about what people might think. Listen, don't ever be that. Don't let fear determine your eternal destiny. Amen. You're among people this morning. I'll pray for you that do anything for you to see you get saved. Listen, the Bible says all of heaven will rejoice every time that lost sheep comes and be. Is there anybody like that? Would you just slip your hand? I'm not sure. Amen. Amen. Listen, we got revival coming up, church. You have a desire for revival. Now's the time to be praying for it. Now's the time. Would you stand to your feet? And I have a song of invitation, and we're going to open up the altar. If you need to come down, do business with the Lord, now's the time. Amen. The men come forward. We're going to go ahead and take up the offering. Brother Josh, would you ask the blessings, please?
Dear most gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, I ask if you would please take this offering and bless it to your will. I ask if you would help us all to apply the message that we laid on Brother Danny's heart this morning to our daily lives, that we might be better stewards of your will. I ask if you would give us all safe travel and mercies as we go about our weekly business. In Jesus' name we pray.
From last week, and of course keep Pastor Miss Christie in your prayers for traveling mercies, and of course I'm sure they're already at their destination. I think they left out Friday night, but they're on vacation this week, so keep them in your prayers. Sunday, April 16th is Resurrection Sunday. We're having a sunrise service, and does anybody know what time that is? 7:30. Okay, 7:30 Sunday morning. That's April 16th. There'll be no PM service that night, but we are having church tonight, amen. So you'll be back tonight at 6 p.m. Friday, April 21st, we're having family fun night. Sunday, April 23rd is the teen service, right? Is that correct dates? I know sometimes I get a little mixed up, but Sunday, April 23rd, that's the fourth Sunday, right? We have teen service. And then Sunday through Wednesday, April 30th through May 3rd, we're having revival with Brother Bobby Sanders, amen? So keep that in your prayers as we prepare for that, amen? Get our hearts prepared for revival for that. Brother Tim, you have?
We need to have a softball meeting for Church League, and we'll have that right after the service back at the fellowship hall this morning.
All right, everybody hear that? If you're interested in playing softball this year, meet with Brother Tim back here in the fellowship hall after services. Any other announcements? Yeah, Brother Tony.
Did you miss the health retreat?
No, I didn't. That's not on here. Well, maybe it is. Yeah, it is. It's at the top. That's April 28th and 29th, couples retreat. I guess there's still time to sign the paper out there on one of those tables if you're still interested in going to that. The cost of that is $125, and it's going to be at Spring Mills State Park. I think Brother Bobby Sanders is doing that, right? And then he'll be here for a revival meeting, so he'll just overlap into that. All right, any other announcements? All right. Brother Greg, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, again, for another beautiful Lord's Day to give us the opportunity to come to your house and worship you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, this morning, and give you all the honor and glory for everything that's been said and done this morning. We thank you for each individual that was here, each individual soul that was here today. Under the preaching of your word, Father, I pray that you help us, Lord, to hide your word in our hearts, Lord. Go with us today, I pray, and keep us safe. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for giving us the the desires of our hearts, Lord. Yes. As we follow and trust in you, Lord, we just praise you. And Lord, we have life and life abundantly. And Lord, we have eternal life and hope and guarantee of heaven through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.